This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Okay, are we ready?
Should we start with a Sousa March?
Sousa,
you know,
March.
Who Sousa is?
July 5th, release, yep. Advanced Selling Podcast.
Yep. Brian Neal, sorry.
Bill Caskey,
sorry. Yeah, Brian Neal, Bill Caskey, we're here. This is the July 4th edition, Patriotic Edition. Those of you who are not from the United States, we still love you. This is a big day for the those of us in America,
isn't it?
July 4th. It's the day we became a country.
Did I tell you I met one of our listeners from Australia?
No. When did you do that?
I met him about 2 weeks ago. I forgot to tell you this.
Yes.
And he was in town, and he knew about our podcast through a family member, so he wasn't just a random listener, but he listened to it. And I tried to get him to, on camera, say a word in Australian with the Australian dialect. And he said a word. He goes, here's a word for you, aluminium.
Aluminium, yes, exactly.
And I'm like, aluminium? He said it's aluminum.
Aluminium, yeah.
And then he also started talking about whales.
Whales?
Well, whale is a whale. W-H-A-L-E, but the way, obviously, dialect, and I thought, you know, that's really a good word because we talk a lot about whales in the business of selling and landing big accounts and such. But I did get a chance to talk to him, and he listens, and so.
Good deal. What, did you randomly run? Did he come in, or what?
No, he came in with a family member, and the family member had turned him onto the podcast from.
Okay.
So
did he come into the office? How did you meet him?
No, he was at my wife's house, or my wife's parents' house.
This is getting weird. Weirder and weirder by the minute. And then what?
Okay, just suffice it to say I met him. You don't believe I met him.
But
he had a hat on.
He's at your in-law's house, so how did he get there?
He had a squirrel hat. Not Davy Crockett squirrel, but his hat was made out of squirrel. I'm trying to avoid this.
James' in-laws, you don't want to say how he got here or why he was here. Is he running from the law or something?
It's the boyfriend of a cousin of James.
The boyfriend of a cousin of James.
And he lives in Australia.
Got it. Is he Australian?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, he wouldn't be saying while.
This is probably a good topic that we've not spent a lot of time on. It kind of takes us out of the sales process itself, but a lot of pain. We're going to talk about hiring and recruiting sales talent. We're going to talk about it from both sides. We're going to talk about it from the salesperson side. Hopefully we don't have too many listeners that are unemployed salespeople, but perhaps we do, or perhaps we've got some people that are looking for another job.
Right.
What can salespeople do in an interview situation or when they're looking for their next sales job or sales opportunity?
That's good.
And probably more prevalent for us is what can hiring managers do when they're looking to find and attract talent? Mm-hmm. And I found, I don't know about your clients, Bill, but mine, as we've come out of the recession, suddenly the pool is getting a little thinner. People are starting to land in jobs. So the pool of candidates is not as thick as it was a few months ago. And as the businesses are growing, we're needing more salespeople, more slots to fill. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about both sides of that today and have this kind of like a talent management
discussion. Yeah, I think it's good. Because almost every client I have is looking for salespeople.
Yes.
But they're not just looking for average salespeople. They're looking for people who can come in and have an immediate impact. And so that's what sort of prompted this discussion today. Because we get calls all the time. I was on two calls last week. A friend of one of our clients calls, says, hey, I'm looking for a job.
Yeah.
And I know they don't expect us to produce jobs for them. But a lot of times we get that call and they're fully not prepared to go out and work.
Right.
And so we're doing this sort of as a service to people who are looking for new jobs or unemployed jobs.
That's very good. Should we start there? Start for the person looking for a job?
Yeah,
let's do that, okay?
So
I've got three things written down here. Actually, they're typed into my iPhone. I'm now taking notes into my iPhone.
And I'm not looking.
Here's a pencil for you. 1948. So if I'm looking for a job or I'm thinking about that next thing, here's some feedback, some input, some advice to that person. So the first thing is, when you're looking for a job, your mentality has to be that you don't need a job. Because the moment that you are someone that needs a job, and I know this is hard because some people do.
Very
some
hard.
People have a family and they've lost a job or whatever. You've got at some point get okay with the fact that you cannot go out with the mentality of, I have to get or find a job.
Yep.
If you do, you're going to attract the wrong next thing, and you likely won't be happy and won't be successful at it.
Yep.
So that's kind of number one, is I think you've got to stay in that mentality of, I don't need a job. I've got to find something that fits me and fits them, and it's a really good two-way street thing.
I have nothing to add to that.
You, nothing?
Nothing.
Anything? Do you have another one?
Yeah, it's perfect. I have a couple.
Oh, yeah, you can say one.
Okay. Oh, thanks. I've got one, and that is... You know, it seems like when we are selling, mm-hmm. we will tap into our creative bones. Yep. But yet when we're looking for a job, we don't tap into those creative Ooh. Bones. And so the very thing that it's like a marketing person looking for a job and bragging about what a great marketing person they are, but they're not marketing themselves. And the same thing with selling yourself, and we use that term kind of loosely, but how are you demonstrating your value? Because really in the sales cycle, that's what selling is asking the prospect whether they have problems that you can fix and demonstrating your value in your case but yet most salespeople don't only demonstrate their value through a resume.
Very good.
And really good, I don't think a resume is a very good demonstrator of value because it looks the same as everybody else's.
Oh, I think resumes are great predictors of how well someone's going to be. About as good as your pencil.
Yeah.
It's like comparing your pencil to my iPhone.
Easy. So,
well, you've got an iPhone too. You're good with the pencils. Hey, that is a really, really good one. I was listening to Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN.com radio, uh-huh. and they had a player, I can't remember the guy's name, who is in the NBA. Who this guy was really, really smart. And he's not a known player, but he's a free agent this year. And he was on yesterday with Mike and Mike in the Morning. The guy was awesome. He just cut his dreadlocks off. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it was Chris Paul.
Does he play for Toronto?
Toronto. He was on. He just talked about.
Was he?
Yeah, I think it was.
But so Mike Greenberg was talking about him this morning, saying how creative he is in the way he marketed himself through YouTube to get voted onto the All-Star team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did some sort of personal YouTube, personal digital media campaign to help him get onto the All-Star team that apparently worked, I guess.
Beautiful.
Again, I may be screwing up the details, but great creativity there. That's what you're talking about. Yeah, it's very good.
And so if you're looking, think about it. I know you get tired of hearing us talk about blogging and podcasting, but whatever it is, even if it's just a little YouTube channel where you talk to the camera about certain things that you're passionate about, that's good enough. It costs you no money to do, and yet when you now send the resume and say, if you'd like to see more about me, I've got a YouTube channel that you can partake of some of my insight on business.
You imagine if a sales candidate said, hey, I know we've got an interview set up for Tuesday. I'm going to send you a video link. I had a friend of mine who does video interview me.
Nobody does it.
It is. Do you imagine how effective that would be on both sides? Even effective to say, you know what, I watched your video. It's not right for us.
Yeah.
See you later. Yeah. But boy, how much more do I know than the freaking white piece of paper with black ink on it?
Guys, if you're looking, or if you're thinking about in the next year or two, you're looking for something else. Start building the portfolio.
Okay. We should just stop right there. That's really good. So that's really good, Bill. Just to add, so this is the last one on the salesperson's do, is be authentic and know yourself, which could come out in the video to say, here's what I am, here's what I'm not. Be okay being polarizing. Be okay saying I'm a $250,000 a year person, and just be okay with that. And don't worry about what people think about it or if you're going to say the right things to get the job. That's not the point. Yeah. Be yourself.
Perfect. Okay, let's go to hiring manager.
Talk to managers. Okay, this is an idea that came from a client that I think is really, really good. And it is to always, if you're a sales manager, always have a virtual bench right next to you. Mm-hmm. All right? So you always have your eye on people in the marketplace that are maybe in your space or maybe they're adjacent to your space or just people that you know that you are in constant contact with. When I mean constant contact, I'm talking maybe every month or so you have lunch or coffee and you're just connected to. Then whenever a spot opens up, you've already got connection with that person. You can make a call and say, don't know if you'd be interested in this or not. Those are people that are high performers, not looking for jobs right now, that you can go tap into if, in fact, you do have a spot open.
And you're planting that seed.
Planting seeds,
and they're starting to notice you and watch you. That's a great idea.
Yeah. No one does that either. No one has a virtual bench salesman. I shouldn't say no one. Most of them don't.
Yeah. Most don't. No, that's a great idea for us, too.
Yeah.
Here's one that is, I read I think I may have even mentioned this, Jim Collins, who wrote the book Good to Great.
Heard of him. Yeah.
Was on an MSNBC little video clip at the bottom of their website. And he says, you know, he goes around and speaks to companies and he talks to hiring managers and sales managers. And he said, it's amazing how many times he gets the question, well, how do I fire my people up? How do I motivate them? How do I kick them in the butt to get them out the door? He says, if you're asking yourself that question, you have the wrong people.
Ooh.
And no amount of motivation, incentive, contests, new websites, new iPhones, new whatever is going to do it.
Yeah.
He says, you have to test them up front, and we use a test. We call it ambition. He says, you ought to be pulling your people back.
Yep.
You ought to be saying to your guy, look, Brian, you're really doing great. Let's hold off on on contacting these next five prospects. We've got 10 people in the funnel. Let's work on them.
Uh-huh.
If you're not working on holding people back, you've got the wrong people. Now, that's easier said than done because you may be listening to this and you've got 25 people on your sales team and 22 of them are not the right people.
Yeah.
So obviously you're not going to fire them all. But one thing he says is test for ambition. And Chet Holmes, who does a lot of radio advertising. He's written a couple books.
That's good.
I like his stuff. He says, you know, you should be testing for three things: ambition, empathy, curiosity.
Mm.
And if the sales professional that you bring into your company does not have all three of those, at some degree, they're not going to be out prospecting for new business if they're not ambitious. If they're not curious, they're not going to have good chemistry with the prospect. And if they're not empathetic, they're not going to listen to the prospect and what they say and really be there for them.
Yeah.
So I really like those three things. So as you look at people, pass them through that filter.
Yeah, that's very, very good. Do I have people that I have to hold back? And is the person I'm hiring a guy that I'm probably going to have to hold back or gal?
Yeah.
And then I test for ambition, curiosity, and empathy.
And in the interview process, I mean, I had a discussion a couple of weeks ago, and this person may be listening, so sorry.
Okay.
But they did not ask me one question about client base, what we're doing, what our new vision is, what not one thing. It was all about them. And now, what's the likelihood that I'm going to send them to my best clients knowing that they don't have a curious, empathetic bone in their body, or they're just so desperate that, well, why would I send them to them?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
And so they've called me a couple of times and said, well, do you have anybody yet? And I probably just should say, you know what?
No.
No.
And I'm probably not going to have anybody, and here's why.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I should say that. Maybe I just did. I just think the world has changed. It's not a resume world anymore.
Yep.
You're a free agent, and you've got to figure out a way to market yourself differently than all the other 99% of the people who have only resumes.
It's very good. Very good. So hope this is helpful to you. If you're looking for a job or if you're a hiring manager, this is really good content. We've obviously got a lot more to talk about on this subject down the road. You can find us on the internet, advancedsellingpodcast.com. Find us on LinkedIn, Brian Neal, Bill Caskey, and Twitter at B Neal and at B Caskey. Is that it?
And or Advanced Selling Podcast.
Huh? I forgot about that one. If you can find
that
one, let me know. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.